This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice the same. We are looking at Chapter 6, Mishnah Chet, Chapter 6, Paragraph 8, Paragavav, Mishnah Chet, here on the TTPA, Season 6, with the Mishnah elucidated, looking at different qualities that are fantastic by good people. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Hanoi v'hakoach v'osher v'hakavod v'hachachma v'hazikna v'haseva v'habanim. Now la tzadikim v'na la olam shenemar ateres sefer seva b'derach tzedakah timatzeim v'omer ateres chachamim ashram v'omer ateres zekenim b'bnei banim b'seferes banim avosam v'omer tiferes b'achorim kocham v'hadar zekenim seva v'omer v'chafra halavana v'osha hachama ki malach Hashem tzevaos Bahart Zion of Yerushalayim, V'neged Zekenav, Kavod, Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Omer, Eilu Shev Amido Shemonu Chachamim Latzadikem, Kulam Niskayimu B'Rebi U'Bebanav. So, the Braisa lists seven blessings that are beneficial only when they are possessed by good people. Like the previous Braisa, this one is also based on verses from the book of Proverbs. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, beauty, strength, wealth, honor, wisdom, old age and ripe old age, and children are fitting for the righteous and fitting for the world. Old age means 60 and above, ripe old age means 70 and above. The Braisa uses this double term to denote old age in general, thus they count as only one quality, Medrash Shmuel points out. And when it talks about fitting for the world, each of these seven qualities can be used either for good or for bad. A righteous person will use them to serve God and help others, but a wicked person will use them for selfish pleasures or to harm people. Beauty. A beautiful person is admired by others, so they are more likely to listen to what he has to say. If he is virtuous, he will use his influence to help them and guide them on the right path. He can also influence political leaders to protect the oppressed. On the other hand, beauty is a force for evil when it's used for immoral behavior, Tiferes still points out. Strength can be used to either help and protect people or to hurt them, Tiferes still points out. Wealth enables a person to give generously to charity and to learn Torah without the distraction of earning a livelihood. At the same time, it can be used to buy all kinds of expensive pleasures, including those of a not good nature, Medrash Shmuel points out. Honor. If a good person is honored by others, they will listen to him when he encourages them to act righteously. On the other hand, a bad person who is honored might take advantage of his status and impose his control over the community, Medrash Shmuel points out. Wisdom. One who is filled with the wisdom of Torah knows how to properly serve Hashem, and he teaches Torah to others. However, one who has knowledge of Torah and uses it for improper purposes, such as acquiring honor or wealth, commits a transgression as taught in Mishnah 4:5, Medrash Shmuel points out. Old age and ripe old age, additional years of life are beneficial for the righteous because they treat every moment of this world as precious. As stated in Mishnah 4:17, one moment of repentance and good deeds in this world is better than an entire lifetime in the world to come. However, extra years are not a blessing if one wastes them indulging in the pleasure of this world, Medrash Shmuel points out. Children, if one raises his children to serve God, they will influence others for the good, Medrash Shmuel points out. They will be a source of merit for him in the world to come. But the blessing of children turns to harm when one uses his children as accomplices in the pursuit of power and wealth, Medrash Shmuel points out. As it is stated, Proverbs talks about the crown of splendor's ripe old age will be found in the path of righteousness. Crown refers to wealth and splendor to beauty, Rashi points out. The verse also mentions ripe old age. By stating found in the path of righteousness, the verse teaches that these qualities are fitting for the righteous from the Derech Chaim. And it states, the crown of the wise is their wealth. Here too, crown symbolizes wealth. And it states, the crown of elders is grandchildren, and the glory of children is their parents. Since the verse describes grandchildren as the crown of their grandparents, it must refer to grandchildren who are God-fearing. The grandparents are respected by others by having raised their children so well that even the next generation is righteous, Tiferes Yisrael points out. And it states, the splendor of youth is their strength, and the glory of elders is ripe old age. This verse means strength, Rashi points out. It also refers to knowledge of Torah, because the word Zakenim elders is used here to denote Torah scholars, Derech Chaim points out. The Gemara in Kedushin interprets the word Zaken as meaning Zekana Chachma. This one has acquired wisdom. From Rashi, although the verse does not state explicitly that these qualities are fitting for the righteous, this must be its intent, because King Shlomo, the author of Mishlei, would not describe these qualities in positive terms unless they're being used in the service of Hashem, as Achaset Yavetz points out. And it states, the moon will be humiliated, the sun will be shamed, for Hashem, master of legions, will have reigned to Mount Zion and in Yerushalayim. and there will be honor for his elders. And the Tana continues. Rav Shimon ben Asi says these seven qualities that the sages listed as fitting for the righteous were all found in Rebbe and his sons. So the verse spoke of honor, Rashi points out, referring to the Messianic age when God will reign in Zion and Jerusalem. The verse describes the sun and moon as being humility because their light will be overwhelmed with the light of Hashem's glory, pointed out from Yeshaya. At that time, there will be honor for Hashem's elders, the righteous, from Ed Shmuel. Thus, we see that honor is a positive attribute for the righteous. This, talking about Rebbe, is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was called Rebbe because he was the one who put together the Mishnah and spent his life teaching it to the people, Rambam points out. And Rabbi Shimon ben Asi is saying that Rebbe and his children are living proof to the truth of this statement. Rabbi Shmuel points out they possess all seven qualities and use them for a physical and spiritual benefit of the people, as Tiferes Yisrael points out. So, of course, these are qualities we should try to look for, having for ourselves been using them in the good way for mitzvahs, Torah, and chesed, and making the world a better place, a more honorable place, a more beautiful place in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk about someone, a great story, walking on the road here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.